This is Dr. Tobias Zinkolasker, Provision Muriel, M-I-R-E-I-L-L-E, Muriel Toledo. Date of birth is 9/9/1974. Significant procedure was history of diarrhea and history of ulcerative colitis, proctitis, been on treatment with mesalamine and Kinesa enema. Kinesa suppository patient have frequent bloody streaking bowel movements and with mucus tools now recently. Physician gave my question and saw Dr. Wright, physician official blood pressure, personal electrocardiography, colonoscopy with biopsy and heart force polyfunction, instrumental lupus, severe colonoscopy procedure, and fungal stand, and after him with the patient play level injection. After patient is used for rectum, rectum sigma, descending colon, splenic fracture, trans colon, hepatic fracture, single colon basal cecum. Dr. Picture, patient has a cecum, ascending colon, trans colon, and all the way down to the to the descending colon was grossly appear normal. There was any colitis or polyp noted. In the sigma colon, I'm start seeing some mild inflammatory changes. Dr. Fisher, the biopsy were taken separate jars. And the biopsy from the trans colon, descending colon, and right ascending colon were also taken. And there were different segments, they were sent separate jars. Coming down from the sigma down to the rectum, rectum appeared to be severely inflamed with ulcerative proctitis. Multiplastic getting taken with certain separate jars. It goes along with the inconsistent with her symptoms and her prior history. There's a flat polyp about 3 millimeter size flat polyp in the distal sigma colon, which removes the heart force polyp. So there's no post polyp acting bleeding. There was such a patient with no complication. Final colonoscopy of sigma number 2 adequate prep and number 3 evidence of sigma colon in mild inflammatory changes and number 2 ulcerative proctitis. Severe ulcerative proctitis noted with inflammation noted in the rectum. Multibiopsy with English slaggy diagnosis. Number 4, distal sigma colon, 3 millimeter size polyp, wound the heart force polyp. Number 5, the rest of the colon, like descending colon, trans colon, ascending colon, and cecum, they all appear unremarkable, appear normal, appear in mucosa. But the biopsy were taken from these in these areas and sent separate segments. Recommendation, away from the biopsy is the colon, number 2, the sigma colon biopsy, number 5, 3, rectum biopsy, number 4, number 5, continue the mesalamine, number 6, I'm going to start with hydrochloride enemas, 100 milligram and 60 cc of water, hydrochloride enemas will be given to him, will be given to her to use at night. For continuous 4 weeks, and then depending on symptomatology, taper down. And then after that, the circumvascular suppository, she should be given a mesalamine enema after that, and then hydrochloride enema as needed after that. Depending on all the biopsy come out, she needs to be colonoscopy in 1 year, follow 1-2-3 nutrition. Please send the copy to a patient primary care provider, Dr. Jermaine Estevez, and a copy to Dr. Bottom study. She was October 1st, 22nd. It's October 1st, 22nd. Patient, thanks.